This is listener-supported Vermont Public Radio. We are awash in political polls that gauge support for the presidential candidates of both parties, depending on how a given poll was conducted. You'll get widely different stories on who's ahead, among whom, and by how much. But do these polls matter? VPR's Patty Daniels explains why the process of the Iowa Democratic Caucus in particular makes polling a difficult thing to get right.
On a Saturday night in Des Moines, a few hundred people turn out for a performance of Caucus, the musical. You really can't escape the caucuses this time of year. In the theater lobby, Dan Chase describes what he's thinking about the Democratic candidates.
I've been a Bernie fan for the longest time, but I'm starting to waffle a little bit.
His wife is an ardent Martin O'Malley supporter, and now he's leaning that way too.
I'm actually in the precinct captaining position for Sanders, so we'll have to see who I pull the trigger for when we get there on Monday night. Don't tell the Sanders campaign. I'm just...
And that's the trick in polling for a caucus. A lot can change when the participants are in the room. You might be swayed by a neighbor's impassioned argument in support of another candidate. Or your preferred candidate might not get enough support to stay in, and you have to choose someone else to support instead. It's a fluid process.
I said, if you look at it on paper, you go, nobody can poll this.
This is Ann Selzer.
I'm Jay Ann Selzer, formally. We're a public opinion research firm.
She's a pollster, but not just any pollster. Selzer conducts the Iowa poll for the Des Moines Register. It's one of the most solid barometers of what will happen in the Iowa caucuses. This month, NPR sent a cautionary note to the entire public radio system. Beware of polls. They are not created equal. But among them, the veracity of Selzer's work is trusted. She polls likely caucus-goers for four consecutive days. She started Tuesday and finished Friday. And her poll will show how each candidate's momentum changed in these final days before the caucuses.
Yeah, you want to see it? I have charts. This was a boring caucus.
She pages through a manila folder and looks for poll results from a year that might be of particular interest to Vermonters.
Here's 2004. Here's John Edwards, Howard Dean, John Kerry, all within 2 points of each other on the first day.
She recalls that days before the caucuses that year, Howard Dean was widely expected to win. But that's not what her poll showed.
So here he is, day two. He's now down below Kerry. Oh, here we go. Oh, he comes in behind Gephardt on day four. He comes in fourth place. We used to refer to this as the Register graph of doom for Howard Dean because you can see what was happening there.
Dean finished in third place in Iowa, not fourth, as Selzer's poll suggested, but well out of first, which had been the prevailing expectation. And then in 2012, Selzer's poll was one of the few indications that Republican Rick Santorum would go on to win Iowa that year. But even one of Iowa's most respected pollsters hedges on what she can predict.
All we can measure is their intent when they walk in the door, because things are going to change inside that room. There's no real way.
Which brings us back to Dan Chase, the Sanders supporter who's starting to waffle.
I think if O'Malley shows any viability numbers, and it's a matter of one or two people stepping over into that camp to take one delegate into his camp, I'd be very seriously considering it. I think that would be a real possibility.
Selzer's poll earlier this month showed Sanders at 40% and Clinton at 42%. But it's the results that she'll release today that will be the better indication of what could happen on Monday night in Iowa. For Vermont Public Radio, for VPR News, I'm Patty Daniels.